But you know what? We need to always realize that we can always grow. And I guess it brings to mind Tuesday's program with Dr. Judy Wood because, my gosh, the emails are still flying over that. Incredible how much, if you haven't listened to Tuesday's program and you want to hear some dissension and what caused the most emailed program we've ever had, Tuesday's program with Dr. Judy Wood. I will address it a little bit later because some of you are getting just really nasty, and there's no need for that. We're not nasty at the Power Hour. We're trying to do the right thing. Somebody emailed and said, "Oh, you act like you just found out about Judy Wood." No, I didn't. I didn't say I just found out or the world just found out about it because I did. No, I just happened to find out that maybe we needed to do a program on it. That's all. No harm intended. No malice. Believe me, we just want to know the truth. Anyway, welcome to the Power Hour. It is the 25th of March 2010. I don't have a problem with changing my mind. This issue with Dr. Judy Wood, which I'm going to give you all the credit in the world, those of you who have said she didn't present herself well, that is true. And she's very defensive on that issue also. She needs to have a better presentation of her material. I tend to think she's got some things there that are actually on target. I tend to think that. I don't know how much, though. Yeah, I know a little bit about 9/11. I'm not an expert on it. Don't claim to be an expert on it. But I think there is something there that makes me think that when buildings turn into dust, that there is some problem. Why did they aerosolize? Well, it's kind of the same thing with the Gulf War illness issue, which another campaign has been started on trying to say, I was never in the military, never a nurse. Excuse me, I heard that because I'm going to be coming down to Fredericksburg, Texas, the UNTRACs are putting a meeting on down there on the 8th of April, that the military is doing the same thing. She was never in the military. What are you thinking? I happen to know who that person is that's starting all of this, and that person has been starting a lot of stuff. Whenever the military starts to get cohesive and do something, then somebody comes in with a label like major or colonel or lieutenant colonel or whatever, and they try to destroy everything. Yeah, Josh, just go ahead, Josh.
I'm holding the picture of a young Joyce Riley in a military uniform.
Yes, I know, I know. The one that I never served in, I stole that uniform to take that picture when I was 28 years of age just to fool everybody later on, 30 years later. No, I mean, it's crazy. And so, you know what? When those people do that, I know who not to believe. That's all I can say is I know who not to believe. So they're starting this whole thing, and poor, I have to say, poor Anita down there is trying to start this meeting. And this one guy, I know who he is. He's been doing it for years. He's trying to make Doug Rocky and myself out to look like we were never who we said we are. Which Doug Rocky, I mean, my gosh, with the amount of information and material he has. See, I've seen all of his documents also. You don't plagiarize these kinds of documents, contrary to what people want you to think. Well, anyway, I just think it is amazing. And what I do is I sit back and I look at the people that are doing this and I realize who the real trouble causers are and who the real problems are from the standpoint of us getting anything done. But that's not my point right now, other than to say again, we've never gotten this much email ever, ever, ever on a subject as Dr. Judy Wood. I tend to think something else happened on 9/11 besides the thermite. I think maybe it was the thermite was a cover for the directed energy weapon. That's my own personal opinion at this point in time. I don't have the evidence. I could not go and prove my case, and I wouldn't try to. That's just my own personal belief, and I want to know more. So we're going to have Andrew Johnson back on the program because he does explain it extremely well. So we will have him back on very soon. But for those of you who say, well, you just want to act like you just found Dr. Judy Wood. No, I didn't just find her. Yeah, she's been out there, but I didn't really know much about it or pay much attention to it because 9/11's not been an issue. But let me say this. If somebody came to me and said, Joyce, I've got proof that depleted uranium did not cause the brain cancers, the renal cancers, the lung problems that we've got. It was ABC chemical. I would say, really? Well, tell me about it. I wouldn't go, how dare you say that I am wrong? How dare? No, I would say, oh, tell me more. I want to know. I don't care if it was ladybugs that caused the illness of the Gulf War veterans. I want to know what it is. So that's my position, is I want to know what it is. And I kind of think that I kind of represent a lot of people out there who maybe haven't formed an opinion yet. We know something happened on 9/11. And if we don't get our facts straight and we try to go and present it to a court of law or whatever, and we don't have our facts straight, we're going to be poured out in a heartbeat. So let's keep an open mind. And all of you who have kept an open mind, I really respect you right now, because it's not comfortable to hear something that flies up against what we've always believed. So enough of that. Josh, would you like to say something?
I happen to like when my, what I believe is shaken up sometimes. That's okay. Just my, you know, that's just me. So I just think we all need to stay open to other opinions about things. I've studied 9/11. I happen to think that probably, an explosive was used on, if you look at the way the steel was cut and everything, there, mm-hmm. There was obviously some explosive used on that. It was just a perfect, 45 degree angle. But I'm willing to be wrong about things. Mm-hmm. And, if there's factual evidence presented to me, I can't, I'm not going to deny stuff.
That's right.
But
I mean, look how many of us actually believe 9/11 happened with the 19 guys from who knows where who, came and ran planes into the building that couldn't fly.
At the time that it happened, I believed what I saw.
That's right.
And I remember the day, and I came to my wife with it. I was like, when I found out about 9/11, and, I think it was Loose Change that I saw for the very first time. Mm-hmm. And, it was like someone waking me up. Or, waking my wife up out of a deep sleep. It really was.
Really?
You know how you kind of get angry a little bit? It's like, how could you say something like that? Or, mm-hmm. If you go and wake someone up who's sleeping in a really deep sleep, they don't want to be woken up.
Yeah.
And so it was like that. That's
a good point. Good point. Mm. Well, I think that we'll let it go for now. But I any time that we have received this kind of email, that tells me that was a major program. That was a major issue. And yes, I wish she would have presented herself better. That doesn't take away from her credentials. I don't say that she's got better credentials than anyone else. I think she's got credentials. I am not a physicist. I am willing to listen to someone who is an engineer. If I'm not an engineer, I'm willing to, I'm just willing to listen. So, and I thought it was compelling enough for us to put it on the air, and it obviously was. All right, let's go back to the news that they want you to think is the news, and that's the healthcare bill on television.